Give you up. Let
no,
you
I don't have the full song. In a world where one coach says F you to another one by simply taking their playbook.
My wife, hey, you posted that podcast last week. My wife goes, do they all think our kid's a psychopath? I was like, yeah, pretty much. What's going on, ECFL? It's playoff week. Big week this week. Got some conference championship games, got some bowl games, but first we got to get the guys announced. As always, Kane's 87.
Whoa, yo.
Kickler 10.
What's up?
Prince Vegeta is not asleep tonight.
Going on?
As of right now.
Standing up, I'll be all right.
And then Beard on Blast.
Timmy.
Hoo-ah.
Hey, Ben.
You didn't do your Timmy thing.
Timmy!
Kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I know, right?
What well, everything is awesome and cool when you're part of a team.
And we are a team.
Well, speaking of being
you've awesome. You've seen the Lego movie? Come on, man.
I haven't. It's been a long time since.
Oh, I thought you were fixing to say you for real haven't. And I was like, no, whoa.
It's just been a long time. Like,
get off this podcast. Go watch the movie.
Yeah, the podcast is canceled.
I just like how Batman laughs in the Lego movie. Makes my day. Anywho, let's jump on Players of the Week real quick. Kane, you got that for us?
Sure. Let me find the nominees because I didn't do them.
Jump on it.
Okay, so.
Yeah, appreciate you, Shane, throwing that together for us, by the way. Shout out.
It was actually pretty good. You know, I told him I switched a couple of them for, and he agreed on why I switched them, but. Other than that, it was a pretty good one. So the nominees were quarterback Zaire Augustus, halfback Dolph Hussle, halfback DJ Boone, halfback Tamari Jones, halfback Gabriel Ziegler, wide receiver Jamar Carr, and wide receiver John Smith.
Yeah, this shouldn't even be a question.
Nope.
Well, John Smith had a great game.
Nope.
But whatever running back had 6 touchdowns.
That's what I did.
I don't remember who it was.
Hussle. That would be Dolph Hussle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever set the record deserves, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
In my opinion, the easiest week of Player of the Week that we've ever had.
And it's saying a lot because, I mean, like the halfbacks, they all had amazing games.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 28, 293, and 6, 28, 215, and 4, 27, 224, and 3, 25, 144, and 5. Those are winning totals about any week. But
to break a 7-season-long record is pretty impressive.
Again, we're on season 6, Kickler.
I don't know why you think we're a season ahead.
Are we? Okay.
Yes. That's what we were trying to tell you before the – podcast.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, so in runaway fashion with 40 of the 52 votes, it'd be halfback Dolph Hussle of San Diego State with his record-breaking 6 touchdown performance.
As it should be.
Congratulations.
Yeah, go Dolph.
Yeah, I figured that, you know, that's where everything should have been. Yeah, you got votes for everybody else, but I think, let me look, second place had 4.
So, yeah. Well,
close,
it should have been a landslide,
no
though.
All right, so now let's go over to the defense. We had linebacker Devontae Moore, strong safety Bukaki Buma.
Holy shit.
Strong safety Malcolm Ali. Strong safety Matt Phillips. Defensive end Robert Callaway. Cornerback Giovanni Valentine. And linebacker Austin Grant.
To be fair, I don't even remember what my stat line for that game, so.
Well, I think you're the idiot I voted for, so.
Yes.
What was yours?
Tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 3 pass deflections, 4 fumble recovery. Although if you would have just caught one, it looked even better.
Ah,
I did have a reception that game too.
Yeah, I can't remember if I voted for him or the one that got the touchdown, but I might have went for Bukkake. I can't remember.
Grant had the touchdown.
Yeah, Austin Grant had a touchdown.
7 tackles, 2 fumbles,
I was in between those recovery two.
Touchdown.
Blake Grant.
No, Austin Grant.
Oh, did Blake not make it?
Wait. That okay, yeah, Blake Grant, my bad.
Whichever, you know, at the same time, McNutt's touchdown was left off of here. I mean, I know it's an accidental oversight, but he could have made the list, I think, if his touchdown was added, but no big deal. He's one of them already.
To be fair, yeah. you had to pick which stats were getting pulled for ours, so it was tough.
It was the third one.
I know, but you had to go back and look through like all the junk to find it.
So who was the winner?
All right, so the winner is pretty lopsided as well. He had 23 of the 40 votes, or 23 of the 52 votes. Second place only had 7. Yeah. It goes to strong safety, unfortunately, Bukkake Bulma. Hey. 9 tackles, 2 tackle for loss, 2 sacks, 3 pass deflections, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery.
Nothing's better than a good old Bukkake.
Yeah. Let's go.
Way to finally do something.
Which I honestly, looking at it, I thought that was pretty... pretty obvious as well. Nothing against what everybody else did.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's who I voted for, so.
He had a really good game. For one.
He had a career game.
Yeah, that'll probably be the only game that I play like that.
And 2 players.
What?
And you've had 2 players.
2 players? What do you mean 2 players?
Saying you never had anything like that with Riker.
I didn't. I don't think I had a game like that with Riker. I just kind of used it as the decoy.
Well, let's get into the bowl games for this week and the conference championship games, I guess, while we're there.
You want to do the bowl first?
I mean, it's either up to y'all. We can do the poll or the bowl games.
You just want to go out of order? It's cool.
We can do bowl games, then poll, then playoff games.
Yeah, we can talk about playoffs and then do our pick them possibilities. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can do pick-ems now. We can do pick-ems now, and then we can just talk about possible playoff lineups and scenarios and stuff with the poll.
However you want to do it.
I mean, I figured that would
be. You're the host.
This is your show.
Intriguing, though.
The host with the most.
This is our show.
The host with the most.
Hey, everything is awesome.
The hostess with the mostest. All right, we'll go. We'll hit on these conference championship games and these bowl games, and we'll do a quick pick 'em, and then we'll get into the poll and talk about possibility and stuff that could happen and stuff that probably won't happen. So, with that, we'll lead into Arkansas at App State starting Monday at 7. And App State's got an 8.5-point favorite.
Conference USA Championship rematch of a
last year.
Hey, real quick though, what's the standings?
Oh, okay, my bad.
Oh yeah, we definitely need that.
I skipped that. I'm surprised Rick's even asking for it.
I'm terrible. I wonder how bad it is.
I went 6-3. Canes went 6-3. Vegeta 6-3. Cowboy 5-4. Kickler 5-4. Ted surprisingly went 7-2.
Dang it.
And Beard went 5-4. So that leaves us with Kane still in first at 74-25. Vegeta is second at 72-27. So Kane's has a two game lead on second. Tied at third is Beard and Ted at 70-29. Fourth is myself at 68-31. Fifth is Kickler at 67-32. And sixth is Cowboy, who has miraculously tumbled all the way back down to last
at 33 games over 500.
And 33.
All right, so I'm 3 games back of Ted. All right, cool.
No, 2 games back of Ted.
You are
70. He are,
oh, wait,
you are three games. Yes, yes, you're three games.
3 games back.
I was looking at Aaron's.
I'm 2 games back. You're 3 games back. But hell, we're, if you're looking at first place, you're 5 games back behind.
Seven.
Holy shit.
I mean, I'm not worried about winning. It's okay.
Yeah. We know.
It's nice to let someone else win, okay?
Oh, is it? Is it fair?
Win last year, might as well pass it along.
Yeah.
It's only fair. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team.
I agree.
I'm in first in that and part of a team, so.
So that means Canes gets to pick first. Canes, you got App State's giving up 8.5. I've been picking first all season.
That's too damn bad.
What happens?
This one, where'd y'all play them at last time, Aaron? Or Vegeta?
Where did we play them last time? Played them in Arkansas.
And they picked y'all off 6 times and still got beat by like 20.
By like 20-something, yeah.
Could it be the opposite?
They've been putting up 70 like every game, it feels like.
Who?
Arkansas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us. I was going to say, yeah, you're basically right. We have been.
I mean, y'all too, actually. But
I don't see either team putting up 70.
Yeah, but not 70, but look at, since I changed playbooks, how many interceptions have I thrown?
Oh, you threw 6 of them.
No.
Change it after.
Fuck, what you, when week did I change it?
We're a running team now.
Yeah. We are a running team now.
Mm, mm, mm.
Beer,
yeah, so
beer.
Devin didn't have shit last week.
That personally.
Hell, I'll go App State.
You don't have to. You can go. Wait, you can go Arkansas.
Nah.
It's okay.
They haven't let me down yet.
Who?
You.
I mean, I hope I haven't let you down.
Well, technically, you let me down against Rutgers, but
that's true.
Cover that spread.
That is true.
All right, Vegeta, who are you going?
I'm going to App State.
Okay. Beard, who you got?
App State.
I also have App State. Kickler, who do you got?
I got to make some games up. This isn't the one though. App State.
Ted also has App State, and so does Cowboy.
Very uncorso-ish.
Yeah.
You let me down.
Moving on to the second championship game of the night is UCF at ASU. And this is a pick'em.
Well, great game last time.
Yeah, it was. Well, kind of. We looked horrible early on. If it was UCF favored, or if we were favored, I might would take UCF, but seeing it's a pick'em, I got us winning.
Not so fast. I'm gonna get a game on this one. I'm gonna take it to you. Not so fast, man.
Don't talk about me being short.
You're taking UCF?
I am.
After I just took him.
Yep. I got to gain the game back somewhere, all right?
Doing step, bro.
Taking UCF, that's what I'm doing.
Surprisingly.
Aaron, what the fuck are you putting in there?
All right, Beardy.
Typing all over the place.
I'm taking Arizona State.
All right, Ted also took UCF. I'm going to go with ASU. I trust Canes and what they got going this week. Kickler, what you got?
I don't know. I really don't. Because my gut says UCF, right? But at the same time, that's what my gut said last time we lost.
Yeah, but last time they looked really good too, so your gut was halfway right.
I know. I really need to gain the game on Ted. So that's why, like, playing the game might go after Arizona State. I love the silence.
I was about to say we need some music, babe.
Give me UCF.
That's what I'm talking about. GoldenEye. What you know about that?
What are you talking about?
That was not GoldenEye.
That was not GoldenEye.
That was the revamped music.
Was it revamped? I swear it sounded like the intro to GoldenEye.
No, not even close.
We know Dwayne Simmon.
Play it again.
I can't. It's already done playing.
Oh.
It just turned off.
It was about the sim.
No, not even close.
Yeah, give me UCF. That was not
it. You got UCF? Okay, so
Cowboy went Arizona State.
Yeah, Cowboy went Arizona. We're almost split. Almost. I got ASU, Canes, Vegeta, Kickler, and Ted are UCF. Everybody else is ASU, so 3-4, 4-3. However you want to look at it. Tuesday night bowl game. What's this bowl game called?
The Lending Tree Bowl. It's the one closest to y'all.
The Lending Tree Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And that is going to feature Oregon State and SDSU. And San Diego State is giving Oregon State 6.5 points. Kane, so you got?
Well, first off, I'm going to say that during this game, at halftime will be the announcement of Slater's new rebranded team.
Oh, snap.
Arkansas's moving.
There were no more Porky Pigs. Give me San Diego State by 50.
San Diego State by 50.
Yeah, give me San Diego State.
Vegeta, San Diego State. Beard. Ted went San Diego State. Beard, who you got?
Oh, man. Yeah, give me San Diego State.
I myself am going SDSU. Kickler, who you got?
I don't think this is close. San Diego State has been a different team since they sacrificed somebody to the Sim Gods. And I think some teams are lucky that they're not in the playoffs because they can break some hearts. So give me San Diego State.
San Diego State.
A whale's vagina.
So I was about to say French for a whale's vagina. let's see. Okay, what is the next bowl game called?
What did Cowboy take?
This.
Oh, sorry. Cowboy took San Diego State. So San Diego State crossed the board.
Next one is Gator Bowl.
The Gator Bowl.
Gator Spitchers better be wearing Jimmy.
Gator Bowl in Gainesville or Orlando? No shit.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. I missed it all the way around. All the way
around.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a little ET moment there. Texas Tech and Rutgers in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, and Rutgers has given up 5.5 Case.
At halftime of this game will be JoJo's new team reveal.
It's nice to see
is leaving.
It's nice to see JoJo accepting that he can't beat App State and getting out of the state of North Carolina.
Oh, shots fired.
Pew, pew.
Can't take the heat. He's getting out of the kitchen.
He ain't got no nipples.
He says she ain't got no nipples.
This one's
make
hard
him
to
rap
pick.
About that.
Because Rutgers has looked good at times. Texas Tech really hasn't looked great since the beginning of the season. But Rutgers hasn't looked great down the stretch either. Oh, man. Give me Rutgers.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So, give me Texas Tech because I need another game, so.
All right. Ted went Texas Tech. Beard, who you got?
Oh, man.
Stuff.
Yeah, give me Texas Tech. I need a game, too.
I am going Rutgers. I don't want to lose a game. Kickler, who you got?
Yeah, nah, see, this is one of the games that I get to make back on Ted, so give me Rutgers.
Split again.
Cowboy took Texas Tech.
Cowboy did take Texas Tech. You are correct. That leads us to our Wednesday night game, 7 o'clock. What game is it? What bowl?
This one is the Military Bowl.
The Military Bowl. Where is that being played?
Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland. And that will be Ole Miss and Baylor. And Ole Miss has given Baylor 6.5 points.
So during this one will be a rebrand. I'm not going to talk about who because nobody knows that they're rebranding. Except for people in this thing, but I'm just going to leave it at that. But it'll be a new rebrand. Now to this. Baylor, they look good against us, but other than that, they really haven't played very good defense. Ole Miss has been – they can put up some points, so I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ole Miss.
Vegeta says Ole Miss. Ted took Baylor.
Ted's wrong.
Beard, who you got?
Man, this is gonna be a tough one because if Baylor shows up that showed up against ASU, I think they probably win that game. But they haven't, and I don't think it's any fault of the coaching staff, but they haven't put good games together back to back yet this season. So give me Ole Miss.
I am taking Ole Miss as well. Kickler, who you got?
Yeah, give me them Rebel Black Sharks.
Rebel Black Sharks of Ole Miss, and Cowboy took Baylor. So Ted and Cowboy are the only ones that took Baylor this.
Should we be worried because
oh, yeah. Cowboy took Baylor. We might want to be concerned.
Yeah. Cowboy.
Cowboy has been too busy wrecking race cars to sim.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cowboy.
I think that the Walsh rattle is brand last night, so he's picking the wrong.
That rig was full send through the straightaway and was not letting off the gas.
Who's got a better who's gonna have the better stop? Ole Miss's defense or the wall that Cowboy
or the wall. We miss you, Cowboy. I hope you're
Yeah, we love
better.
You, buddy.
It's bad when it's his first race too.
Yeah.
No, truthfully though, if you're gonna do it, that's when you want
to
do it.
That's what I was about to say. If you're, well, I kind of figured you'd be like a little timid about it. You're like, you know, testing everything out in the curves. No, this rig is like doing 100 in the straightaway and then not letting out of the gas and just sliding up into the wall.
This isn't video games, Cowboy. Yeah. You got to push the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I said in the chat, it's you just hit the gas and you just bump into everybody trying to make your way around the track.
All gas, no brakes, baby.
Because in one of them corners, it looked like he hit somebody a little bit.
Slingshot engaged. All right. What's the last bowl game we got?
What is that one? The Sun Bowl.
The Sun Bowl. Is that in
Tony
Florida?
The Tiger Sun Bowl. No. El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas Sun Bowl. It's going to be hot as a mofo.
Tonight.
On the border.
It's on the border.
Might have some illegals jumping over to watch the game.
Oh, shit. Gotta
Julian,
watch
go home. Julian. Julian's letting them over.
Oh, that's going to feature.
He's taking the wall down.
Virginia Tech and Maryland. And Maryland is a 9.5-point favorite. The biggest favorite of the night is Maryland.
I mean, it's the only game of the night, so.
No, it's not.
I mean, on Thursday it is.
No, it's not. Ole Miss and Baylor's on Thursday.
Yeah, it's on Thursday.
My bad. I refer to the statement.
And during that one, Rory is rebranding Virginia Tech. So since he's in that game, we are going to announce his rebrand during that game. Now to get to the pick. Virginia Tech hasn't been in any game this season. Maryland has. Maryland takes it.
Both teams have been awful this season. So I have to pick the better of the two awful teams, and I will go Maryland.
Ted took Maryland. Beard, who you got?
Maryland's only win. Was it Virginia Tech? No, it was Oregon State. Is it plausible that Virginia Tech puts it together for one game?
No. Not this season.
There's nobody left there that's buying in.
Oh, man, dude. But Maryland by except six Rourke. Or by 9.5?
23 touchdowns. They can do it.
They have been outscored 65-171.
Yeah, they've got a negative. They've got a negative point differential of like 400.
Okay,
close 394.
They play a team of Virginia Tech's caliber.
Maryland is 537-266, so a 271 point differential.
Not that much better. I mean, it's a lot better, but it's at the same time, it's still not very good.
I mean,
it's positive.
Yeah, give me oh man, I don't know. Did you know theoretically though, Maryland has the worst defense of the two?
The more you know?
Not much worse. But worse.
What worse?
But I don't think that's enough. Give me Maryland.
I took Maryland as well because that's what Maryland does, crab cakes and football.
Mm-hmm.
Kickler, who you got?
Give me the turds.
Not so fast, midget.
Give me
not
the turds.
So fast, midget. Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast.
And then
and not so fast for Cowboy.
Cowboy took Virginia Tech, the only one out of the
for example, there's a situation where there's an estimation
exactly
somewhere between 700 billion and a trillion 300 billion.
This is Cowboy after he hit the wall.
If we
and therefore maybe
stages, then we go after those folks who are avoiding taxes at the top end.
I was Cowboy going 300 million, billion, trillion, million miles an hour. Right into that wall.
Into the wall.
That's funny. Anyway, let's get to the final poll. The final coaches poll, and I think we have final media poll too.
So we're just going to go with the final poll.
The final poll. Okay.
So for the playoffs, we combined the coaches poll and media poll. Coaches poll, 70% weight to 30% of the media poll.
And we got about 30% of the media that filled it out.
Correct. But we actually had a decent amount. I mean,
yeah,
we had what, 12, I think, and we had 18 coaches. So, I mean, it's pretty close. Enough to make it to where it actually meant something.
True.
And I commend the media for taking it seriously this time, since in the past we've had some terrible polls.
We've added some media, too, so I think that helped.
Yeah. So, starting back at 18, Virginia Tech, Maryland, the Sun Bowl matchup. Rutgers, Texas Tech, Oregon State, and then San Diego State at 13.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much worked out that the matchups were there too. 18-17, Rutgers and Texas Tech, 16-15, Oregon State, San Diego State's 13-14.
Yep.
And I didn't even plan it that way.
Nah, yeah, it's interesting how all that works out, you know, in the end. The close one there was 14-15. Oregon State edged out Texas Tech by 0.1 after the polls were combined. So moving up, you got 12 Baylor, 11 Ole Miss.
I had to stop right there.
That's where we're going to stop. That's the other bowl game matchup. So from here on, we get the playoff teams. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it should. You know,
it makes sense.
Time, it makes sense. They should be your top 10.
They got the 10 best records.
So 10 through 8 were the same on the two polls.
Everybody agreed. It's 8, 9 is 9, 10 is 10.
So number 10, who will be having to face the 7 seed. Number 10 is Louisiana Lafayette.
And that's going to be in the football, did I say?
Sure.
We're doing the Citrus Bowl and the Outback Bowl. So I think 7-10 is the Outback Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, it should be. So you got...
It occurred to me. It doesn't matter. Oh, shit.
What?
I just was looking at the bracket.
Okay. So 10 is Louisiana Lafayette. They lost their last game, but they still made it in thanks to us beating Ole Miss. Number 9 is the Pirates of East Carolina, who had to win to get in and did it in impressive fashion, probably playing their best game of the season.
And I agree with the voters putting them up at 9 instead of them squeaking in at 10 because they did beat ULL.
They did beat them head-to-head, yep. And they had a more impressive last game. Number 8, even after all the controversy this week, the media and coaches agreed UTSA.
Well, there was nowhere for them to go, up or down. They were stuck where they were at.
Pretty much, yeah. Win or lose, they were staying at 8 for the most part.
Which means it's the 8-9 Citrus Bowl, UTSA versus ECU.
Could be a good one.
to play whoever's number 1 at the end of the season.
Correct.
That's fun.
And so the other team that's in the matchup, the 7-10 game to play the number 2 seed. Number 7 coming in is Fresno State.
Fresno ULL. Interesting.
Fresno ULL. The coaches had Fresno at 7. The media had Fresno at 6.
And it came down to a 0.4 differential.
Yeah. So Fresno gets to take on ULL. Sorry.
And that's a rematch.
Yeah, first game of the season rematch.
And UL won that game, which is probably one of the factors that had Fresno down the spot.
Yeah.
So the other team that was in that close split coming in at 6.3 because the coaches had them 6, media had them 7, is a team fighting for a conference championship, Arkansas. So
it's kind of crazy when you say it like that.
Yep.
They were fixed.
You know, that's how it was last season too, though. I think they were 6 playing for a conference championship as well.
Yeah.
Which means these two don't matter. I mean, it kind of matters a little bit, I guess, but
I mean it could stay the same.
It could yeah. So I mean we'll go into that in a minute. So number 5, the coaches had them 5. The media actually had them 4. Kind of surprised, but Tulane. And
their average was 4.7.
4.7. If everything holds serve, then they would play the team who was 4 in the coaches and 5 in the media, TCU.
Which is another week 1 matchup.
Yep. Which is, yep, another rematch. Then the 3 seed, unanimous across both polls, was UCF fighting for that conference championship. App State, no surprise, unanimous number 2, and Arizona State number 1. Now, the media, some of the media members did give App State some first place votes, but, you know, poll wise, they were number 2 in both polls.
Right.
So,
the TCU Tulane, because we didn't say it, TCU's 4.3, and we said Tulane was 4.7, so that's a 0.4.
Yeah, it's just like the Arkansas-Fresno differential there. So basically, the way it comes down, you got the guaranteed matchups are Fresno, ULL, and UTSA, ECU. Now, things can get a little bit crazier based on the conference championships. Arkansas can cause the biggest shakeup. Arkansas, with a win, will be the 2 seed. With a loss, they stay at 6.
Oh, that's all they can do. How would you break the tie between Arkansas and Central Florida? Let's say, you know, all hell breaks loose and Central Florida wins too.
It doesn't matter if Central Florida is higher.
Because they're the higher ranked team.
I was just curious.
That's how we'll break it.
We were getting there.
So,
I was throwing you a lead in there.
We've got to work up our list.
So Arkansas can be the 2 or 6. Tulane will either stay at 5 if Arkansas loses. With the Arkansas win, they will drop to 6. TCU will be in the 4-5 matchup no matter what. They will be 4 with the Arkansas loss, 5 with the Arkansas win. And then everything can get a little crazier. UCF can be anywhere from 1 through 4. Obviously, it depends on if they win and then the outcome of the App State Arkansas game.
They can't be 2.
They can.
They can be 2. If App State wins and UCF wins, they're the 2
right,
seed.
That's right.
And then App State can be anywhere 1 through 4. Yes.
Because if we both lost.
Yep. And then Arizona State will either be the 1 seed or the 3 seed.
So there is a scenario where I drop out of the 4-5.
No, you would still only.
No, because. No,
you would only fall to number 5 because the only team that can jump is Arkansas.
Looking at playing App State in the 4-5.
In the 4-5 game. That would be sweet.
And then I would be playing Arizona State in the 3-6.
How much fun would that be?
It wouldn't. Yeah.
That would actually be pretty funny. I mean, that would suck, but that'd be pretty funny.
I'm tired of playing Kickler in the playoffs.
He's scared, Kickler. He's scared. You hear that? You hear the
fear
in his voice?
I mean, I know. I'm not
surprised. I'm 2-0 against him in the regular season and 0-3 in the playoffs.
So he got you when it matters.
That's what I heard. Right.
I mean, I can't deny it.
No, I can't.
I mean, you can. It's just not going to change anything.
So, there's your playoff scenarios, your playoff matchups. All the matchups for the playoffs will be set tomorrow night.
Yep. We'll have the bracket posted after we get the game done and everything.
Who's echoing? Just started.
Probably Vegeta.
It's Vegeta.
I'm putting my face on my phone, so it's probably me.
It's always Vegeta.
Fucking Vegeta.
Him and his dry ass chicken.
He's probably trying to take a bite and drown.
So you're gonna tomorrow night you said the bracket will be up?
Yes.
Okay.
The bracket will be completely ready to go.
And then just like last year, you know, the top 4 seeds will play the bowl, you know, like the BCS college football playoff games closest to them. So
tell them what bowls we're using.
Arizona State will be 1 or 3, so they're going to be a Fiesta Bowl no matter what. App State, 1 through 4, no matter what, they're going to be in the Peach Bowl. UCF is automatically a 1 through 4.
Theme song for that, I'm going to be very upset.
They're going to be in the Orange Bowl. Then if Arkansas manages to jump up, they'll be in the Sugar Bowl. Other than that, it would be TCU hosting, and they'll be in the Cotton Bowl. And then the 2 bowls that don't get used in that round automatically would be the Rose Bowl and then either the Sugar or the Cotton. Those will be the semifinal games. And then SoFi Stadium for the championship.
Perfect.
What
right now we're looking at the Cotton Bowl.
Looking at the Cotton.
That'll be a fun game.
Perfectamundo.
For you.
Yeah, you say that. I don't know about all that.
I mean, so week one wasn't very fun, but.
Yeah, but you've changed some stuff since then. I have not.
And y'all played in the AT&T kickoff too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play right back to the same stadium.
That's going to be awesome.
Old Jerry World.
Let's see who was the
home
team.
Both our seasons started there, and now one of our seasons will end there.
I think I was the home team in that game.
Pretty sure he was.
My hell.
We're going to have to get together and pick some really good uniform combos.
I'm trying to see the Blood Frog.
My uniforms have been streamer's choice for the last, like, 5 weeks. So.
I love the Blood Frog. I love the Blood Frog uniform, though.
Yeah, but it's getting overplayed. I like seeing you in some purple and stuff.
Well,
like seeing him in purple?
That's right.
The thing is you know, it's potentially my last hurrah.
Is it?
So, I mean, you saw the press release. The administration at TCU and I have decided that it's best that I step away from being the head coach of TCU. So next year I will not be the head coach of TCU.
Well, it's nice that they're letting you finish out the season.
Yes. That was very nice.
I would have had the interim coach take over.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they let you finish out.
They didn't have a choice. The interim coach is no longer with the team either.
Oh.
So
cleaning house.
TCU is cleaning house. There are some rumors that some allegations are coming down against TCU for some illegal recruiting activity. I have been cleared of that, so it's not me.
I don't believe that.
Let me get your burner phone and I'll find out.
No, I gave all my burner phones to
Hugh Freeze.
I was going to say, what's his name? But I lost his name right as I got ready to say it.
You gave him back to you after he let you borrow him.
No, it was dude's name from Alabama. Oh,
Jeremy Pruitt?
No, no. That would have been a good one too, though. But
Mike Price? What's
the... Yeah, Price. I gave him back to Price. There you go.
Screenshot them DMs.
Side Mike... note, I do have a question for y'all. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say first.
No, I was just going to say, Price was having fun at the strip clubs, but.
I mean, what do you think he was doing at the strip club? Recruiting.
Slow jet.
I don't know. I don't even think he was recruiting yet. I think he was just
there. That may be true.
It's even worse. I don't even think it was recruiting yet.
Oh, man.
He didn't have time to start recruiting.
It's fantastic. So,
what were you
going to
say?
Bringing into my question, I want to know, because I was on Twitter the other day, and I have my suspicions, but have y'all seen the new ECFL Scoops page?
Yes. I have not seen that.
On Twitter? Yes.
I have not. I
heard it's run by Nevin Shapiro.
It could be. Could be. But my theory, my question was, because I know some of you know who it is, so did the insider get locked out of their account and make a new one? Is that what happened?
I didn't see a Scoops.
They added everybody. Like, I was going through their thing. They've
I
got
don't
like
know.
Everybody.
I hadn't
there.
Seen the
ECFL. Followed everybody.
Well, if that's
it's
the
actually
case,
an ECFL Twitter page.
Yeah, ECFL Scoops.
They didn't follow me because I don't have anything that says.
It didn't pop up for me either. It just randomly showed up on my. Page,
the
one of their
the only thing that I got is when they tagged me in something.
Scoops? Never
ECFL
heard of them.
Scoops, okay. Oh, they do follow me.
See?
Hmm.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like they just randomly showed up. Which here is my question.
3 days ago.
Yes, this is my question. If you remember, I asked about the insider 3 days ago.
And then this pops up.
And that's right. Why it weird.
I don't know who it is because they mentioned ASU too.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you were the insider now, and now the insider's not you?
This
anymore?
Is definitely not me.
I'm gonna have to talk with
the insider.
The insider, and see if that's what went down.
Who that is? Who that is?
I mean, it was funny though. They did totally blast out App State. They also were not a fan of us, so they were justice for UTSA. They got their justice, I guess.
Justice for UTSA.
Oh man,
what'd they say about App State? I completely forgot. Was it cheating allegations?
Yeah, rumor has it Bobby Boucher is going to App State, further fueling allegations of misconduct at App State.
No.
They also apparently stay on Twitter pretty quick because it was like 30, it wasn't even 30 minutes after I posted my little Twitter thing that they were posting it.
Oh, so it's somebody that actually is paying attention to shit.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Interesting. Let's see if they continue to go on for a hot while, because Insider kind of fell off.
And it was great. Like I mean, my thing was I thought it was hilarious. Sometimes it was. They were way off on a lot of stuff, but it was still great to read.
It's still entertaining.
Sometimes you got to read The Onion.
Oh yeah, The Onion's great.
The
but El that was my Nian. Question to y'all was if it is if y'all knew if it was the.
I didn't even know it was a page.
Oh, I got a question.
Ooh.
Are we doing a live next weekend before the playoffs start?
That's what we Aaron talked about.
Yeah, we need to. I'm all for a live. As long as everybody else can get in.
We need to create like a good reveal video too.
Well, y'all were the smart ones with the.
It won't really matter. There's no reveal.
Well, I mean,
we gotta have it out before then.
Well, I mean, we could use some like little screen logos or something when we talk about the games.
Put up the game and the spread and then pick it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then talk about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
I can always show this the spreadsheet for pick 'em.
So based on my picks, that means App will be the one seed. UCF would be the two seed. Arizona State would be playing Arkansas in the first round.
Well, good thing you sucked at picking.
And then you would get a rematch with UCF in the semis.
And then Tulane and TCU still.
Yep.
Good thing your pick'em sucks.
Yeah.
Vegeta, you awake?
Yep, I'm here.
Barely.
No, not barely.
Barely.
So, I was trying to think of something else we could throw in.
When will we have all elite voting? That should be soon, too, right?
I've got most of it done. I got to.
Because that's all based on the regular season.
Yeah, I got to finish a couple more spots and write down all the stats.
Yes, the frolic.
And then the elite awards would be after the season's done.
Yeah.
Or before the national championship, I guess.
Yeah, I'll let the first week of playoffs go, maybe. Hell, I don't know. I don't remember when I did it last year. It is what
it is. That's funny.
It is what it is.
I don't remember when I did it last year.
That's going to be the playoffs right there. It is what it is.
Well,
there won't be as many nominees on the All Elites this year because I'm going to try to do it only people that should be on there because, I mean, I tried to do it making sure we had so many numbers last year and there was just people that really didn't deserve to be nominated. And looking at it, like, I'm going to say, like, the quarterback position, we had 10 of them last year.
For two spots.
I don't think there's 10 people that deserve to be all elite.
It's hard to pick quarterback. Every quarterback has kind of shitty this year.
Yeah, I mean, even...
Nah, I think that one's actually kind of simple at that point.
Because they're shitty.
It's the worst of... It's the best of the worst.
I'm saying, like, you could look at people that have great stats in some areas, like... Smoke River. Smoke Rivers has a lot of yards. Jin Shinobi has a lot of yards. But then their touchdown to interception ratio and stuff like that.
Not as good.
Yeah. Or you got somebody, we'll say like Jax James. He doesn't have as many yards, but he's throwing 24 touchdowns to 11 interceptions.
What about
here's my real question.
Fresno QB.
And Dan Norris, yeah.
Do I get to be in it for running back?
No.
Money didn't get to do that, so you don't get to do that.
And Money had better stats than you.
He actually did.
Mm.
That's tough.
Running and passing.
That's because we had the Navy book.
Yeah, 100%. When's this 30 for 30 coming out?
It's in the works now. I did my portion of the interview the other day. They wanted to get it done before I fled the country from these allegations.
They tried to get Cowboy, but he was out on the dirt track. So.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan was waiting to turn four whenever he wrecked.
That's why he wrecked. He tried to hit Rogan.
He wrecked on purpose to get out of the 30 for 30.
Not talking about Navy anymore.
In a world where one coach says F you to another one by simply taking their playbook. What comes of it?
I mean, just think the allegations may never happened. Could have completely changed everything.
Dude, I think TCU may not
violations were with Watson. I mean, that's the only person they recruited last year.
No, those the allegations are from this season.
Or throughout the season. Hazing, things like that.
Actually, they really didn't care about the hazing.
That wasn't a big deal.
Secret trips to Mexico.
The thing was just no bud stuff. As long as you stay away from that, you're fine.
No bud stuff. Yes. Well, so y'all want to do the live on a Saturday or do it on Sunday?
It don't mind me.
All right, we need to get together, figure out when everybody's good for the live, and then we can do our pick'ems for playoffs and maybe bring in some of the playoff coaches to talk a little bit.
Yeah,
depending on which ones.
What?
Most of us are already in the playoffs, so we at least have like four or five coaches that are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
poor Cowboy.
We should be able to get a couple of them here.
He'll be the leak.
Cowboy
can
be like
Saturday night. He'll be racing.
Cowboy can be like the Cowboy could be like that guy that they just hand the mic to and tell him to go around and ask, like they did with Bo Bichette at the
All-Star Derby. At Home Run Derby when he couldn't understand what anyone was saying.
Yeah, that could be Cowboy.
He just randomly walks up to talk to people.
You're not Bo actually Bichette, in it, but you're part of it.
Juan Soto started talking to Vladdy, and Bo Bichette was like, yeah, whatever he said.
although, I have to say, as far as entertainment value goes, Bo Bichette needs to get the mic every time.
Yeah.
So.
Well. All right. Well, that
Speaking
was another
of getting it every time.
Getting it every time was another good week. Another good podcast. Ready for this week's games, these conference championship games, these couple of bowl games, and getting the playoff picture squared away. And
why does it always feel like we're about to go into Beard's bedroom or something?
I know, right? It's like slowly walking in, taking our robes off.
Wait, that's not what we're doing? Hang on, I gotta change again.
Speaking of allegations.
Yeah.
And body oils laying everywhere.
In my man hammock.
God.
Yes, Lord. All right, it's been a good one. We'll see y'all later.